You're listening to the LI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Well, Clodagh is here, and you maybe have a bit more on that story, do you, about this new data?
Yes, I do. Julie, well, this data shows that Northern Ireland's economy declined in the month after the UK voted to leave the EU. That's according to Ulster Bank's Purchasing Managers Index, which is just out, and they speak to firms every month right across the private sector and ask them about things like new orders, employment and exports. And this is important as it's the first Northern Irish data that's been published since the referendum. It showed that output dropped in July for the first time in 15 months. But that isn't really that surprising, as it's more or less in line with a similar report out last week that showed that businesses right across the UK suffered in July. But the Ulster Bank say that there's some comfort in the fact that Northern Ireland fared better than the UK average. Their chief economist, Richard Ramsay, says this is a concerning report for the services sector.
It has been a powerhouse of growth in recent months. However, we have seen a marked slowdown, with the July survey showing that firms reported their first contraction in output and new orders in 15 months. We've also seen job creation in the services sector has ground to a halt during July. And also linked to in services, we see the retail sector as well, where we've seen retail sales have been pretty much flat during the month of July. We've had orders starting to contract as well. But interestingly, the retail sector is still reporting the fastest rate of job creation of all the sectors, still at very robust levels of employment growth. However, this is unlikely to last given the slowdown and contraction that we're now seeing in new orders.
Well, since the UK voted to leave the EU, the value of the pound has fallen against both the dollar and the euro. This is good news for exporters as it makes their goods seem more competitive, but it does push up the cost of imports, which Mr. Ramsay says will lead to an increase in inflation.
So while over the last couple of years, firms and consumers have enjoyed a sustained period of subdued levels of inflation, we are seeing inflation and price pressures picking up at quite a marked rate. Firms are also having to pass these costs on in terms of raising their prices as well, so households will be experiencing rising prices. And indeed, if we look at the headline inflation, prices were rising at the fastest rate in 52 months, particularly on the back of the marked depreciation in the value of sterling. Inflationary pressures are starting to filter through pretty much into all sectors of the economy. If we look at where the inflationary pressures are being felt the most, we're seeing that particularly in manufacturing, but we're also seeing strong input cost inflationary pressures linked to the retail sector.
And now, if we take a look by sector, the report shows one bright spot in manufacturing, which is a sector that's had a difficult few months of high-profile job losses, with the likes of Michelin closing its doors. But Mr. Ramsay says our manufacturers seem to be doing well.
Clearly, manufacturing is benefiting from the depreciation in sterling. It's increasing export price competitiveness, and indeed manufacturing sector was the only sector which saw its order books increase in the month of July, and it was also recording employment growth and business activity that was also on the rise as well.
To see how this plays out, to know whether it's a one-off knee-jerk reaction or part of a more worrying long-term trend. And now if we take a look at the markets, then the FTSE closed up 53 points, so it will start the week at 67.93. A pound is worth $1.31 and €1.18, and that makes a euro worth 85 pence.
Okay, Clodagh's back with more business news and more on that economic data out this morning, Clodagh.
Yes, good morning, Julie. Well, that data showed that Northern Ireland's economy declined in the month after the UK voted to leave the EU. That's according to Ulster Bank's Purchasing Managers Index. They speak to firms across the private sector every month and ask them about things like new orders, employment and exports. Now, this is important as it's really the first Northern Irish data that's been published since since the EU referendum. It showed that output dropped in July for the first time in 15 months. But now that's not overly surprising, as it's more or less in line with a similar report out last week that showed that businesses right across the UK suffered in July. But the Ulster Bank said there's some comfort in the fact that Northern Ireland fared better than the UK average. Their chief economist, Richard Ramsay, says this report is concerning for the services sector.
It has been a powerhouse of growth in recent months. However, we have seen a marked slowdown, with the July survey showing that firms reported their first contraction in output and new orders in 15 months. We've also seen job creation in the services sector has ground to a halt during July. And also linked to in services, we see the retail sector as well, where we've seen retail sales have been pretty much flat during the month of July. We've had orders starting to contract as well. But interestingly, the retail sector is still reporting the fastest rate of job creation of all the sectors, still at very robust levels of employment growth. However, this is unlikely to last given the slowdown and contraction that we're now seeing in new orders.
Since the UK voted to leave the EU, the value of the pound has fallen both against the dollar and the euro. That's good news for our exporters, as it makes their goods seem more competitive. But the flip side of that is it does push up the cost of imports, which Mr. Ramsay says will lead to an increase in inflation.
We are seeing inflation and price pressures picking up at quite a marked rate. Firms are also having to pass these costs on in terms of raising their prices as well. So households will be experiencing rising prices. And indeed, if we look at the headline inflation, prices were rising at the fastest rate in 52 months, particularly on the back of the marked depreciation in the value of sterling. Inflationary pressures are starting to filter through pretty much into all sectors of the economy. If we look at where the inflationary pressures are being felt the most, we're seeing that particularly in manufacturing, but we're also seeing strong input cost inflationary pressures linked to the retail sector.
And now if we take a look by sector, the report does show one bright spot in manufacturing, a sector which has had a difficult few months with high-profile job losses, for example, the likes of Michelin closing its doors. But Mr. Ramsay says our manufacturers here seem to be doing well.
Clearly manufacturing is benefiting from the depreciation in sterling. It's increasing export price competitiveness, and indeed manufacturing sector was the only sector which saw its order books increase in the month of July, and it was also recording employment growth and business activity that was also on the rise as well.
So now, important to remember, this is only 1 month's data, so we'll have to wait and see how this plays out to know whether it's a one-off knee-jerk reaction or part of a more worrying long-term trend. And now, before I go, the markets then. The FTSE closed up 53 points, so it will start the week at 67.93. A pound is worth $1.31 and €1.18, and that makes a euro worth 85 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.